Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
The people you sent out, they're in trouble. Trapped in a cave where Alpha has placed her hoard.
We don't know if any of this is real. The enemy watching us.
Spy you're looking for right here in your camp.
Can't even turn my back on you anymore.
Come on!
I didn't mean for any of this to happen.
We will fight for revenge. We fight for our future.
Thanks for listening to the Frames Per Second Walking Dead Recap. If you are a new listener to the show, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. Give us a quick subscribe. Joining me on the show, we have BZ430.
What up, though?
We have me. Well, no. Eric V from the Dead End Gaming Podcast.
What up?
Actually, both. B and Eric V are on the Dead End Gaming Podcast. We got Modest Media.
What's up, man?
And we got Mike C. Town. Hi. And also, if you are listening to this show and you are subscribed to the feed, we got a lot coming out this week, actually. So we got the Photograph review. We have...
Oh, who did that? Who was on that for review? You and A.
Yeah.
Ralph and Shell? Was Ralph and Shell on it?
That's coming out at some point this week.
And Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did it out there.
Also coming out this week, we have what do we do? Moonlight, right? And The Legend of Nigga Charlie. That'll wrap up our Black History Month.
We're gonna keep it going
reviews,
though.
But we are gonna keep it going. And then we have Sonic. So this is gonna be an excerpt from the Dead End Gaming Podcast. So that'll also be on the feed. That might be out already by the time you hear
this. How long was that?
Probably about 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
But anyway, back to what we're here for this episode. We're recapping season 10, episode 9, titled Squeeze.
Titled Squeeze?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I swear I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's titled Squeeze.
I did not know that.
It's titled Squeeze.
A fitting name, huh?
Well, yeah. So most of you
fitting may be the operative word.
For those of you that follow the show, because I know there's a lot of people that listen to us that don't actually watch the show. But in the last episode, the mid-season finale, we found our Walking Dead crew stuck in a cave with zombies. So
in the most stupidest way.
It was very stupid. And that's where we picked up. We picked up with Carol screaming at what's her name?
Alpha.
Yeah, at Alpha. When she couldn't climb up there and all kind of stuff. So there was a lot that happened this episode. So before we get into any of that, how did you guys feel about this episode? Let's start with you, Brother B. What is that? What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't care for this episode that much at all. I mean, it was some funny moments and some what the fuck moments, but yeah, I didn't care for it though.
All right. I was all right with it. I didn't love it. I definitely laughed at the funny moments. And I think the claustrophobia actually like affected me when I was watching it. I felt like I was being squeezed out of that bitch. But yeah, it was great.
Are you claustrophobic?
I think so. I guess so, because I didn't think I was. But like, as long as I can do like a whole wingspan shit, like as long as I got that, I'm good. I'm straight. But watching that shit was like, nah, bro.
You claustrophobic, Rod?
Nah.
Oh, how'd you feel about this episode?
I would like to pass on my take.
You can't do that. What the?
I can't do it.
He was so proper with it.
I plead fifth.
right. Like, I would like to pass on my
that ain't the way this works.
McFuckin said, I want my lawyer.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
It's my own rules, man. No, let me ask my rules.
Shit.
Go ahead, Mike.
Lames per second for real.
For real. Yes, I am slightly claustrophobic. And yes, I liked this episode. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I liked it too. Hmm. Yeah, I actually did like it. Halfway through I was, but yeah, by the time I got to the end, I did like it. So I guess let's start, man. They were in the cave and they came up with this great scheme to get out. Eric B, I think you guys will relate to this, but I got a Tomb Raider video game feel with them jumping across the
Uncharted and shit.
Yeah.
See that.
Yeah, man. And I had the strangest feeling that someone wasn't gonna make it. And
Me too.
I was disappointed that nobody didn't. What'd y'all think about that shit?
That was dumb. Oops, I'm sorry.
No, you good.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, last half season, whatever, I was like, Jerry gone. And then it started to happen. I'm like, all right, Jerry dead. Mm-hmm. I'll grab my foot.
But right, you're skipping ahead.
I mean, I'm just.
He was asking you about the jumping across part.
Yeah.
Oh, the jumping across? Nah, I didn't think anybody's going to die jumping.
You did?
Jumping from rock to rock.
Just in general, not only just that, but overall, like, just the idea of how they managed to escape. Like, you know, just jumping across zombies and the threat of that shit.
I mean, it makes more sense than them making like a fucking ladder back up to where they fell, which is what I thought they was going to try to do and climb like right back up.
Well, she fell. Remember? Magda fell herself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That was a bad idea.
But, yeah, I mean, what was you going to say, Mike?
You didn't think anybody was going to die jumping across the thing?
Jumping across? Not
because
really.
All those zombies should have.
Right there, like zombies grabbing at their feet and stuff.
That would have
like,
made more sense. Somebody should have slipped off.
Not only you have to concentrate on the zombies not getting you, but them, it wasn't like them rocks where they were jumping to. It was like real big where it's like you got to kind of.
And Jerry's fat ass was able to do that.
Right.
No problem.
Right.
But the fucking chick with the messed up ankle, she was able to do it.
Who has a messed up ankle?
I think he's a deaf girl.
Magda.
Magda, right? Yeah. She had,
she had a messed up ankle?
Yeah, she said, are you? Yeah, she was like.
Huh? Pusey got the messed up ankle.
Wait, my bad.
Magda.
Oh, okay.
I said Magda because said she got hurt, so I thought that's what he was talking about.
Okay. No. So whoever had the messed up ankle, like she miraculously was able to jump on every fucking rock.
No, she busted her ass, but I was confused by why she fell. Remember?
Oh, no.
The first one she jumped, she fell and was like, how Jerry did it.
She started punching.
She started punching Tommy in the face.
Black for real.
Real for real.
For real.
She said, fuck a weapon. Catch these paws, bro.
That shit has me cracking up.
Fuck the slingshot.
I was dying. Because I ain't never seen nobody beat the shit out of zombie.
And I guess she killed it. That motherfucker didn't show up again.
You heard the sound. The squelch. I was like, damn, Pusey.
It was just mad early in the episode. So I wasn't scared for nobody yet.
I thought Pusey was going to die at that point because I didn't understand why she fell. I didn't know her ankle was fucked up.
She said it right before she jumped over. Like, your ankle okay? She was like, I'll manage.
She sure did. She sure did.
Say that.
Yeah. Another part I thought was sort of funny is when Daryl was like, yeah, we're going to, you know, jump across this rock to the next rock. She was like, for real?
Hell no.
Yeah. Is that the plan? Like,
I mean, it's the only way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only way.
Yeah, it was. So, but yeah, I thought somebody was going to die, man. Like, it made sense. Like, I think they missed the moment.
Yeah. They did.
I think they really missed the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody should have fell in there and got ate up.
Yeah.
So y'all weren't satisfied with the trap, with them being trapped in there?
Just being at the bottom? Oh, you're talking about at the end?
At the end, yeah.
Mm-mm. Somebody should have gotten eaten.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
This is a mid-season premiere.
Because I just knew.
It's tense. Yeah, I was like, somebody's about to get fucked up.
You want to come back on fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have a moment death where it's like, oh, shit.
They could
have
lost. Well, I guess they couldn't really lose Pusey.
But what's the name, Jerry?
They could have lost Jerry.
They could have lost Jerry.
They could have lost Jerry.
I thought he was going to go.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That would have been impactful because, I mean, a lot of people like him.
He's like one of my favorite people.
Yeah, they're like, he's cool. So, like, for him to... If he was to die, that would have been like a huge moment to come back off of a break, a season mid finale break. So
yeah, I didn't know he was that nimble.
Yeah,
they were jumping across rocks.
Big ass. I was like, man, what the fuck? They didn't even show him go across. They cut away.
They did.
They knew it wouldn't have been real.
Right.
Like,
right.
Ain't no way he was that damn
big
graceful.
CGI.
Right.
Ain't no way.
Made it extra dark in there.
They sure did.
Right.
Oh, zombies talking shit. Like, man, you believe this
motherfucker trying to jump across.
Yeah. They said, don't worry about Daryl. Don't worry about him or her.
We wait for that. Wait for that moment.
Right.
We're going to eat today.
Yes. Hell yeah. We about to get our grub. Oh, boy.
But yeah, so everybody made it across, you know, scot-free with no problems. And, you know, of course, Daryl was having this conversation with Carol. And was he right? Like, was she... I mean, eventually, I know that towards the end we found out, but prior to that moment, was she really like a danger to the group?
She's the reason they were down there.
Yeah.
But even before like them getting down there, like overall, because I always felt that she was a problem anyway. And then that happened, that just further confirmed, you know, what I was feeling. But it seemed like Daryl had his suspicions even before that happened.
I mean, she'd been acting weird. I mean, yeah. You remember the border scene where she tried to take a shot and all that.
Mm-hmm. Which that could have cost everybody their life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carol, she the Tariq of this show now, and I don't like her.
Tariq of this show?
Yeah. I'm starting to not like her, man. Yeah. I've been for a minute.
That's crazy, because she was like y'all's favorite at one point. Because
she was dope.
It's not her fault. It's the writer's fault.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't think it's happening, but this is what you do to a character when you're setting him up to die. When you don't want them to like that character no more, you make them do a whole bunch of dumb shit, just like Andrea. Mm. Well, Andrea was the other way around. It was just like, well, we got her doing dumb shit, so let's kill her, I guess. Mm. But Carol, man, they're making her do a whole lot of crazy shit to the point where if she die, I'm going to be like, oh, damn.
Yeah, because she's been real gung-ho towards the Alpha. Like,
yeah, and I get it. I get the motivation, but put all your people in danger. Like,
it's time for Carol to die,
basically.
Wow,
she's
really?
Not going to make it through this season, guaranteed.
Yeah, so her and Michonne, because I think Michonne.
But I think, go ahead. You think
no, this thing, because Michonne, I think this. She said this is her last season with Walking Dead. This season.
I thought it was season 10. Is this season 10?
This is season 10. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. So
yeah, this is when
we might lose both of them. Probably.
I mean, I don't think we're gonna lose.
I don't think
Carol.
She's dying.
Because Walking Dead has a history of making you like a character and then dislike a character and then bring them back. They did that a lot with Rick. Like, they would do, but they did it a lot with him, and I noticed they did it with some other people, too, in the past. Like, mate, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? And then they'll redeem themselves later down the line.
But he was, like, the only one, though.
The show was built around him.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who else you're talking about.
They did it with a couple other people.
That's the only other person, maybe?
We never disliked Glenn. Mm. Glenn was always one for some other guy. Let me see, the only other person they've done it with was Carol, but Carol's already been through that. She was liked, then disliked, then liked again. So it's like now you're going to make her go back to being this wimpy, sissified little baby.
Yeah, hothead, emotional.
Screaming.
The fuck is that?
But do you think this is wimpy, though?
Yes.
Why?
Because look, if she really wanted to go out like a G, she could have just waited until everybody got out the fucking room. And then took her stupid ass back in there.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that she's been doing, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Mm-mm.
Like, even when she lost Sophia, she wasn't this stupid.
Right.
But you lose old bitch ass Henry and you're acting like this?
But when she lost Sophia, she was still, like, forming whoever this new Carol was going to be. So.
But now she's going back to wimpy Carol.
I don't feel like she's wimpy. I just feel like she's stupid.
I think she's wimpy.
And she's making some very...
Why do you say wimpy?
Because she was in there just like, crying.
Well, she was claustrophobic. Yeah.
But they didn't do no shit like this to her before. Like, she's been a badass for multiple seasons.
And the thing is, like, when has she ever been claustrophobic? Like, we've never seen any signs of that at all.
I was going to ask all that.
And it's funny because I was like, oh, this is a MacGuffin. This is them using this basically to kind of build some tension in this moment, because they didn't have anything else. I think they wanted us to feel something for Carol, because everybody probably came
didn't
in with some type of anger.
Did she say she was claustrophobic like in previous seasons?
I don't remember that.
I do not remember.
I thought she did before.
And she said it. She was like, "I never told you I was claustrophobic." And Daryl was like, "Yeah, what did he say?
He said if I waited on knowing everything you tell me, I wouldn't know shit.
Yeah. I think he said shit.
He did say shit.
Yeah.
So
I thought she mentioned him.
Yeah, like even when they were climbing through the cave to get out, like, or through that little narrow path, which is kind of weird that would be the only way to get in and out. So I didn't understand that either. I didn't feel that either. Like, I didn't feel like she was really claustrophobic and really going through a stressful moment, you know, trying to get out. Hmm. And even that, like, you felt that?
I felt it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
She's a great actress.
Yeah, for sure.
I felt it. I was just annoyed because I was just like, why are you guys taking like one of the strongest female characters on the show and making her out to be a complete fucking chump. I don't get it.
I don't know. I think because I didn't believe that she was really claustrophobic. And they just wrote that in. I think that's why I didn't really connect.
You thought she was faking it, maybe?
No, he's saying like they it wasn't mentioned in previous seasons.
Right.
It just didn't it didn't hit right.
Yeah. What I did feel though was Jerry ass. Because I thought his ass was gone.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was intense.
It was.
I was literally at the house with my hands on my head, like, oh no, Jerry.
They about to
let him
go out like this.
Jerry
yeah.
about to go. Because that was probably my favorite scene of the whole show when I mean, it was totally ripped off of Aliens. From anybody that knows that movie, that's the most iconic scene in the movie when Hudson's like, "Yo, be quiet," you know, and they're looking at the little machine that can tell them when the aliens are close, and they're like, "They're in the fucking room," and they
now,
it was completely a ripoff, but I'm fine with that,
because
it was a great scene. Mm-hmm. He's like, be quiet," and they turn around. And the zombies are crawling at him. I was like, yo, that's dope. Yeah. But it just had to be fat ass Jerry taking up the back.
But and you kind of mess it though.
That's what I didn't understand. How were they able to like, and I had this gripe with the zombies before. How were they able to crawl up or whatever?
Crawl up?
When they're going up?
They were going up and out.
They were going
like
sideways.
That was a little bit of an incline.
Yeah, they're going out the ground. Not sideways out the ground. Not like a tunnel.
Yeah, they kind of came up like this.
No, they were going up.
I don't think they were going sideways.
They weren't climbing up.
He was reaching out like this.
Okay, so the incline, are you saying the incline was vertical or was it more like...
Vertical, not horizontal.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't
why would they have
up?
To pull them up then?
Because it was like an incline like this. And for all that can't see, it was like... Yeah, and
you
it
gotta
was
pull
tight.
Them out. Yeah.
It wasn't like they weren't crawling straight up.
Yeah.
Because
there was one point when Carol stopped and was just like leaned back. If she stopped, she would have just fell back down.
Not like a steep incline to where they would slide down. It was like,
that's what I just asked.
They're making these motherfuckers seem smart. I had this gripe before. Like, why are they able to climb up? Like,
they weren't climbing up.
I think they showed a different angle too. Like, so you could see them crawling. Forward.
They were clearly just crawling forward. Exactly. They weren't grabbing onto anything.
Exactly.
If that's the case, he wouldn't have needed a hand to get out of there because if he could have
been harder.
You don't have gravity going against you if that's the case.
The tunnel ended and the top was right here. So it was like this. Like that was where the edge was.
That shit was tight. He had like kind of crimp his shoulders.
I know, but
shit.
What I'm saying
so that's why
B,
he put
like,
him out.
If you don't have gravity against you, you can use leverage inside of that tunnel, but if you don't, if you have gravity against you, you need somebody to pull you up.
He was fat.
It's still against
him.
Yeah, they were trying
to pull him through.
It's still against him because it's pressing down on him.
Yeah,
on his back,
and he didn't have no much wiggle room. It's like you doing this.
You know what? Either way, that confused me. Okay. And if that was not confusing, if it was like more horizontal than incline, it doesn't confuse me now. But when I was watching, I was like, wait a minute, how are they able to cut? Because Naomi had the same. She was asking the same thing. So I don't know. Maybe I missed the fact that they were. Not going up.
Okay.
Think about it. Like, remember when he said, take off your gear?
Yeah.
And he stopped and he did this.
Right.
If he was going up, when he started doing all this shit, his ass would start to slide back down.
Right. I thought that was the case, which was why they was trying to reach for his ass. No,
they were going horizontal.
I'm sure there was a kind of an incline, but it wasn't like a steep, straight up and down.
That don't look like they're climbing up. Like,
go back some. See, yeah, they're not climbing straight.
That doesn't look
she
like
walking.
Up,
no,
oh
she pulling.
She just walked through there.
Dark. Bro, I can't really see
they're
it. But
going, they're not going. Look, they're not going straight up. It's the way the camera is. The camera. I see why you think that now, because the camera does make it seem like they are going up, but there's different shots.
It looks like
they're not going up.
Yeah, you know what? You were right.
I think it's just a bad shot.
Yeah, because the establishing shot is looking down.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
See,
look at how Daryl looks. Wait a second.
But Aaron looks like he's climbing down.
It looks like they're looking up at Daryl. Look like that thing is climbing up. And then there should be a shot of Daryl. Hold on.
I'm like, how the man went back too far. You know what? The more y'all are talking, I don't know anymore. No, they're not.
That's not climbing up?
No, it looks like he's going straight out there. But a minute ago when you said Daryl was looking down, it did look like he was looking down.
See, it looked like he's...
I think this is just bad direction.
Yeah, look. That's not looking down?
No, he's not, I don't think.
Oh,
I think it's just filmed bad.
Oh, wow. I can see how y'all can see that not being down.
See?
Yeah.
But yeah. It looked like they're looking up.
Because though. Look at the way the zombie is leaning on his elbow. No, I think it's him reaching out. It's just filmed
I
weird.
I get you.
Because now funny. I see why y'all think it was filmed. That's yeah.
Marl Yanny.
Bro, it really is. They see it as like, you know, from wow. that, from how it looks.
Yep, but straight, looking straight.
But we see it like them looking down. Wow, that's crazy. I'm going to have to remember that.
I never thought about it until y'all said it. Now I see
it. And I haven't thought about
it
until y'all said it. That's crazy.
Wow. Damn. They should have done that a little bit better so yeah. you can know that they whether were, or not they were going up yes. or not.
That's wild.
I'm still thinking that they were maybe a slight incline, but not
like we're saying.
Yeah. Because yeah, when it showed the zombie crawling, it wasn't pulling on anything. Yeah. It was like leaning on its elbow. Mm. So yeah, it looked like it was just shot bad.
But either way, when them things start nibbling on them damn shoes, I was like, it's a wrap.
Man, yep.
That was so sad.
See, I told y'all this before. I never was invested in him, though, as a character.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah. I like Jerry, man. Jerry's like the FIFO of the group.
It would have been like, he's like the, you know what I'm saying?
He's the just kind of goofy one that you don't want to see anything bad happen to. Even if he ticks you off every once in a while, he's still just like the nice, kind of like little silly one. He's the one that you don't want nothing bad to happen to. That's Jerry.
Definitely not.
I'm kind of with Rod. Like,
for real? Y'all
are heartless. Yeah, I didn't feel anything for Jerry until at that moment. I was like, dang, man.
Yeah, it was like, dang, man.
Not Jerry.
He loyal, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That too.
I just felt that would have been a fucked up way to go out.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like like you said, you had your hands on your head. I was not like that at all. Like, I was just like, oh, well, damn, it'd be fucked up if he died, but, you know.
I feel like it would have been cool if they just, like, started grabbing him and pulling him back in and then ate him up.
For sure, for sure.
But that's what I thought was going to happen, because I could have sworn in the commercial there was a scene where he said, y'all go, and then it looked like...
He basically did right there.
But I thought there was a scene where they pulled him back in, but maybe I just made that up in my head.
Yeah, I think they alluded to that, made it seem like it was going to be like that. But yeah, as we see, he made it out.
I thought he was too big to fit without the backpack, too.
He was.
I was
surprised he's got through that. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. How did Daryl have a problem kind of squeezing through, but Jerry somehow...
Right.
No. Right.
I didn't buy that.
So, yeah.
I thought they did bite through his shoe at first.
Me too.
It looked like he did.
I think we just saw it too, because there was blood on his
I think hair. It's just the blood from their teeth or mouth or something like that.
I don't know.
Because I was like, did I hit him right? Did it didn't go through?
I thought maybe they were lying to him. So
and that's what I thought too.
Oh, no. I definitely didn't think that. No,
I think he would have told him. He wouldn't have endangered the rest of the crew.
Even still, they could have amputated
his foot.
I thought they told him that they didn't bite through the shoe, like, just so he didn't freak out.
Oh, okay. But he would have felt the bite, though, right?
That's why they bit through my shoe?
Yeah, I think that's why he was asking.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe it was still adrenaline. He didn't know.
I guess so. Yeah.
Or maybe they did bite through his shoe. We'll find out next episode.
Nah.
I think that would actually be kind of tight.
That'd be stupid.
We need some deaths, man. We need some deaths.
I mean, do it a different way. With a different character. Don't fake kill somebody and then actually kill them like they did, Glenn.
Well, this isn't a fake death.
I mean, it was damn. Well, yeah.
It would be a progression thing.
Yeah, it'd be.
Too slow.
It would be like us not really knowing that he did get... It would be like Carl. Wasn't like a fake kill.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think it'd be tight if he got back to where the King and them was, and then King had to actually watch him die, because that's his homie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be tight. Yeah. You guys like Negan in this episode?
I like him fucking the shit out of Alpha. Boy!
I was like, they about to do it.
Hell yeah.
They really about to do this?
Wait, are we just there now? We're leaving the rest of the cave? The cave is done?
I guess so.
We still got to come around to
that. Well, that was like towards the end, though, right?
But I thought the whole show ended with Carol and...
It ended at the cave.
Yeah, I mean, we can wrap up the cave.
Let's wrap up the cave before we move on to Negan, because that shit...
We'll be back after this quick break.
Was tight. All
right, so...
That shit was tight. That shit
I guess gross. Maybe I should have watched it again. Hush.
You crazy, bro.
Like, they climbed out the cave. How did they get back in the cave?
Who?
What do you mean?
Didn't they pull them through the cave? So how did they get into Daryl, Carol, all of... Oh, they had to go get Carol's stupid ass.
Yeah, they didn't go all the way out. They turned around and stupid ass Carol
was
gone.
That's what happened. Okay, yeah, I forgot that part.
Yeah, with the dynamite.
Yep, because everybody was out, and they were right, because they had to figure out how to... Oh, yeah, because they got attacked in the damn cave.
Magna got attacked first before they even found the way out, which I didn't really understand that. Like, all of those whispers just showed up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess there's another entrance. Like, I just had to tell myself that.
There's got to be
if there's another
entrances.
Entrance, they should have just went that way.
But they didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know.
And that was
the thing. They didn't want to split up.
That's probably where they're going. they're probably going to go that way.
That's what Daryl's going.
Because they're stuck in the cave, they're probably going to go wherever they were coming from.
Well, that's what Daryl said. He was you know, there has to be another way, so that's where he's going to go, which I think would be cheap, but I guess we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I think Magma was the one that wanted to blow everything up to get out or take all the wood down, because then they would say you have to be careful.
Yeah, Pusey's the one that picked it up.
Well, she found the dynamite, right?
Yeah.
But then Magma wasn't she like, why are we taking so long to get out of here?
Oh,
and they were like, you can't rush, because if you pull down one of the pillars, then we all collapse. Mm-hmm. So she was freaking the fuck out. But well, what y'all think about that scene, man? Just, I guess her.
We're Alpha taking the shit?
We're not to Alpha yet.
I guess them just getting out. The dynamite. First of all, how did that one piece of dynamite not blow up the whole damn room they were in?
What do you mean?
Didn't they blow up a hole to get out?
No, that wasn't them. That just, it collapsed.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It just collapsed.
They didn't use any of the dynamite.
Yeah, it just collapsed.
Really?
That's why he was holding it up. So it
wouldn't collapse. I remember that. But how did they get the
Carol
first
dropped
hole out?
Something? Didn't Carol drop something?
Okay, like y'all are mixing.
No. Hold on. Let's back
Nobody
up. Let's
used
back
dynamite
up.
To blow that hole.
They moved all the pillars out. Right.
Yes.
They got to the end of the entrance.
Yes.
Right.
There was already a hole up there, and
there
they had
already
to climb
a hole
up.
That's
okay.
What they were looking. Remember the light that they were looking at? Mm-hmm. That's what the light was coming from.
So I must have looked down.
What did Carol? Because remember, Daryl and Carol was somewhere, and he
that
grabbed
was later.
Somewhere else.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Everyone's mixing the parts up.
Okay. Yeah. I mixed up the part. I thought when she found the dynamite that she used the stick of the dynamite to blow a hole for them to climb through.
No, man, none of that happened.
Oh, nah, it would have been better in my.
She was trying to go blow up the herd.
Yeah, I remember that. Because they got through and everybody looked around and she was gone to blow up the herd. Climbing. First of all, that was a dumbass plan.
Which one?
Hers? Carol's plan.
Oh, right.
Like, that shit made no fucking sense. Like, you're going to climb around this ledge, your claustrophobic ass, put a stick of dynamite up there, try to light the shit, and run out before the shit blow up. We've all played with fireworks. Mm-hmm. We know that shit don't work. You not that damn fast.
And right. Jerry already said it was sweating. The dynamite. See, remember Lost when that guy found the dynamite and it blew up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought was going to happen when Pusey picked it up. I was like, oh, Pusey dead.
Oh, shit.
Pusey about to die. But then she set it back down. I was like, all right, cool. But then the second they showed Carol, I was like, okay, Carol about to die because it's going to blow up in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. She just fucking dropped it.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid. It was stupid. They should have killed Carol then. Well, I guess they couldn't, because then it wouldn't have created this whole drama.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Carol.
They're gonna make her redeem herself.
No, I think
I agree with Rod. I think they will. No, I think they're gonna redeem her.
I think she's gonna die taking out Alpha.
Because she's too gung-ho on that.
You think she's gonna die taking out Alpha or attempting to take out Alpha?
I think Carol is gonna die. Maybe not taking out Alpha, but she's gonna die. Doing something
trying to
extremely
some
heroic.
Shit.
Well, that would be redeeming herself. Man.
Yeah, that would be more to Ross's point. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Maybe.
I don't think the show can lose Carol and Michonne at the same season. I know, what's the name coming back? I mean, Maggie.
But they about wrapping this up, though, ain't they?
No. Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, they did say that.
Mm-hmm. When did they say that?
Not that long ago.
Is that confirmed?
I want to say some months ago.
I thought it was confirmed.
Yeah, I know they were saying too. They wanted like 6 more seasons or something crazy.
That was some years ago. But I think recently, and I want to say Mike showed us this.
I hope so.
They're starting other shows besides that little kidsy one.
I hope they wrapping this
shit
up.
And, you know, of course, the Rick shit. So it's just like, I think they're going to wrap this up. Like, I want to say next season was, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I hope
so.
Like
so, yeah.
Y'all think of Big Strongman Jerry? That.
I want to know how the fuck, cool. After Jerry stood up there holding all that shit, how he squeezed his big ass in that little ass.
Right.
Because Pusey barely got through it.
Barely got through that shit.
And when did she become a fucking ninja?
I don't know.
She took out like 6 in the motherfuckers.
With the fucked
damn,
up.
Damn, hitting the kneecaps and shit.
The fucked
like,
up ankle.
God damn.
She Allen Iverson.
Right. She can barely hear. What's going on?
I'm like, how you fucked his Achilles up that quick?
Your equilibrium should be off. You should have been tipped over by
right.
now.
Right, exactly.
How the hell you over here flipping around Jackie Chan motherfucker?
Exactly.
She was fucking him up, though.
She was.
She did fuck him up.
I'm like, damn.
They was picking off them whispers like walkers.
I did have the Rod thought.
I was like, but we already know them motherfuckers can't fight anymore.
Yeah, but
no. That's what you said.
This is an extreme. This is an extreme case of incompetence.
Right.
Because think about it, they got attacked by whispers this whole fucking episode.
Right.
And yeah. Didn't a single whisperer do shit.
This was bad. It was so bad that I was thinking about Rod. I'm like, I said, I'm going to have to hear this shit tomorrow.
Because her ankle fucked bullshit. Up and she deaf.
And she deaf, right.
I didn't worry about it because I already conceded. The last
I'm still trying to adjust the sunlight and shit.
I'm not going to see
it. I'm like, these the same whispers that took out Jesus?
Come on. Hyped. They overhyped Poussey and all these motherfuckers with all that shit they gave them. Them motherfuckers ain't got that many goddamn superpowers. They got them motherfuckers running around like Avengers. We got the one with the slingshot. She's supposed to be goddamn Hawkeye, Hulk girl or some shit. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker running around like Black Widow and shit in the cave and shit like that. Come on, man. Like, them motherfuckers can't fight that goddamn good.
They can't.
Apparently so. It's Black
and they weren't even in their own environment. Yeah. Them motherfuckers walkers know the goddamn cave, so that shit don't make sense to me.
And they should be tired because they said they hadn't eaten.
Right.
They've been stuck down there for a minute.
You know what I'm saying, man?
But somebody should come out the thing was, bitch, right.
She was ready.
All up. She was ready.
Yeah, that shit didn't make sense.
She like, the freaks are here. What do y'all call that shit?
OP, is that what y'all call it?
Yeah, OP.
Yeah, all them motherfuckers OP, man. That shit made no damn sense.
Overpowered. It's a video game. So the Independent says it's going to end in the 12th season, March.
12th, okay.
2022.
Right. Oh, so Carol, it's a wrap. Carol's done.
Yeah, they can do two seasons without Carol.
Yeah, Carol's done. Carol's done.
All right, man. Y'all thought it was
Y'all saying soon, like this season?
Dead? I think she's going to die at the end of the season.
Really?
Yep.
The season that Michonne leaves. I'm with Eric. They can't afford to lose both of them.
I have felt for some time that it's over for Carol.
So think about who all we have left if you don't have Michonne and Carol.
For two seasons.
But they're wrapping the show up anyway, though.
Daryl.
But still.
You got Maggie, Daryl, Gabriel, Negan. Rosita, Negan. Yeah,
Carol's gone, bro.
I don't think so.
they're destroying her character.
I think they're destroying her to make her.
But they've already done that.
But they're doing it again. I think they're doing it again.
This is worse than ever.
Yeah, this is worse than what they did before.
So yeah, I really think that's what they're doing. They want us to be saying what we're saying. Man, she fucking up, da 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 da, just for her. So when she redeems herself, you're like, oh fuck yeah.
They should have chose a different character for that then.
Did Kelly make it out the cave and go back in? Is that the one that
Deffy?
Yeah.
No, she stayed in there.
She was still in there.
She didn't know that they were
her and the white
out.
Girl. Yeah.
Okay, I knew Madman was still in there.
They went out like the Lannisters.
Basically,
I saw that shit. I was like, damn.
No, they were like, Kelly, hurry up. Kelly, hurry up. Kelly. Kelly was looking the wrong way.
Y'all wrong
to say. She ran in the wrong direction.
She did. Turn around, Kelly.
But y'all see Daryl going to get his woman up.
Hell yeah.
I was like, Daryl, if you don't cut that shit out, go there picking rocks out. Man, go sit down
help
somewhere.
Me. It's going to take a week. Come on, man.
Hell no, I got some black pussy now. I ain't never had a black one yet.
But you can hear it in his voice, man. That shit was pain.
Yeah, like, that was right. That was good.
Yeah, help me then. Like, I was like, damn, man.
The way he looked at
man.
Aaron?
The way he looked at Carol.
Yeah.
Should he have said it? Or would you guys have said it?
I might have. I never hit a woman in my entire life. I'm go ahead and put that out there. I'm not down with hitting women ever. But it's the zombie apocalypse. I don't know. I might have pimp slapped the shit out of Carol.
Could have foot sweeped her.
Yeah, he could have.
I might have had to. I might have had, and then kicked some dirt in her eye and then walked away. I'd have had to do something. But you know what? If it wasn't him, why the fuck Poussey didn't whoop her ass?
Poussey should have whooped her ass.
Or at least hit her.
Because
I didn't feel that at all. Because Poussey was just like, man, the Sarah's is going to bring walkers. I got that. But this motherfucker is all her fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's her fault y'all got stuck in there. Mm-hmm. It's her fault that your sister just died. You should have at least stuck her at least once.
Yeah.
Because Carol can't fight that good. Yeah, not when she's all sad and shit.
Right. Nah, because she was bawling.
Just hanging. Oh, God.
I'm like, damn.
That scene was good, though. That scene was real good.
It was, because I like Daryl. Daryl really didn't know what to do. He was so mad.
Man.
Like, and he was just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been so mad you just stuck? Mm-hmm. You just have no reaction at all.
Yes.
And I don't even want to say nothing to your ass right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had to check himself a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he walked off, came back, then walked off again. I was like,
Damn.
He said, man, just go home. Go home. Just fucking go home.
I'll meet you back at the camp.
Yeah, I'll meet you back at the house, man. Just
right,
go
right,
home.
Right.
So y'all think they did?
No.
No.
Hell no.
No, man. I don't think they did.
Anime and Magna talk about, I've got to make shit up with Yumiko or whatever. So, yeah, they all right.
No, they good. They did. Yeah. Like I said, they're going to go out the way that those whispers came in.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I felt like a little bit of a missed moment. Because when that shit blew up, I was like, oh, shit, they done killed some folks.
Nah,
and
I never thought that.
As soon as I heard Daryl say, the walkers went in another way, there has to be another entrance. I was like, oh, shit. Damn it.
I mean, one of them might be dead. I mean, he might get all the way in there, get up there, and then see, oh, shit. But I don't think, yeah. I don't think either one of them are dead.
Yeah. I don't think it's anyone now that they kind of put that verbal clue out there, but yeah. I do think... Like I had a feeling like it felt odd that they would kill Daryl's like love interest, like Kelly.
So they need to.
It's too soon.
What do you mean too soon? Her deaf ass been running around here for three fucking seasons. Mm-mm. Not
Come
hearing
on,
nothing.
Man.
Nah, man. Stop it, B.
Look, God gave her this sign language to come on home.
Right. Right.
God said, hey, come on. It's time to go.
She probably didn't even know
she didn't know the thing blew up. She thought she farted.
I was gonna say
that her stomach was growling.
Y'all dumb as hell.
Mama, get off me. She don't know what happened. She thought Mama just jumped on her potato.
Right. Like, where all this dirt come from? Where's all this goddamn dirt floating around? What the fuck happened?
I am so fucking sick of her, man.
Really?
Why?
I fucking hate her.
I like her, man.
Her deaf ass. She's useless.
No, she is.
Yes, she is.
She's dope. Nah, she should be useless,
How
but
she
not.
Dope?
She dope.
How is she dope?
She got cool
she has a level head.
Yeah.
How you know? She can't say nothing.
Nah, but it's just the way she moves, the way
like
she...
Like this?
You stupid as hell. She just seemed like she always have it together. Like, and I know she's deaf, so she doesn't say anything, but it just seemed like she always got it together.
I agree with that. That's why I like her. I really do like her as a character.
Mm-hmm. She's overstayed her welcome.
No, man.
It's time for Deffy to die.
Are you serious? Man.
Yes. I want someone
get rid
to
of Poussey. Magna can go.
No, Magna fine. I want Magna to stick around.
Yo, did y'all notice how slow she was walking when Jerry was like, is she like catwalking
nah,
through the
she
shit?
Was, she was still protecting them from the whisper.
The whispers, yeah.
She's a G. And Kelly's stupid ass didn't know what to do. She kept feeling vibrations and shit. Fucking
feeling vibrations. You're stupid as hell.
She's not even as cool as Daredevil or nothing like that. She ain't got no cool powers.
She does.
What cool power she got? Besides
plot armor.
Besides an endless number of pages in her fucking little notebook.
She did some cool
shit. I know that
shit
is endless.
In the cornfield, didn't she? When she had that baby. Yeah,
she just ran.
Yeah, that baby.
She just ran.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, no.
The third eye.
To be deaf, yeah, man. That's pretty dope.
Third ear.
I like her. I like her a lot. I think she's a really good character.
I think she's fine.
I think Poussey, I'm almost done with her, though.
I've been done with her, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, they're trying to kill off all the black people, man.
Hey, bro. Because I'm tired of them giving us weak-ass black folks.
They're not weak.
But you just saw her kick them whispers
them
ass.
Two dope.
That is true.
Those two are dope. The sisters are dope,
that
man.
That is true.
Get Magna the fuck out of here, man.
You crazy.
She's useless.
How is she useless?
She ain't do shit.
She's probably the most useless.
Out of her crew, I think she's the most useless.
She took out the whispers that were attacking earlier. How is she useless?
Because she's trying to get rid
of She's the one that found the way out.
She ain't shit.
She did find the way out, right?
How is she the most useless, but she found a way out?
She is, man.
When Deffy sitting around just
crush,
not knowing
man.
What's going
just
on.
Magna gotta get the
I know you got a little Deff crush, too.
That's all.
You got a little crush on Deffy. Hey,
she cute, though.
I get it. No, she is cute. I like her, but, you know.
She could communicate. You saw her writing in the hand and shit.
That was so stupid. Hey, you are okay.
You'll know what she's saying, though. Shit.
You are okay. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That was stupid.
Deff ass. You can't hear.
You do it, it's like...
Jesus. Mad was all right, but if she died, I don't know.
She should be doper than she is. That's what I feel like. I feel like she has a dope look. She should be doper than she actually is.
Because she looks dope.
She looks like a character does. That would be cool, but she hasn't, I don't know, she ain't doing shit for me.
She got an attitude. She got a temper. I like her, man.
I'm trying to think, was she dope
fucking Raphael?
The
they didn't really do all that much with her
I feel like they ain't going in depth with her that much in the comics.
Yumiko could have. Now, if they went with Yumiko in the cave, Yumiko could have died the second they fell down there.
Oh, yeah.
She could have broke her ankle and got an infection and died right there. I'd have been like,
be gone.
Because she is fucking useless.
Yeah, she is. She's very useless.
Does she have a sword?
She had a bow and arrow. I remember that. Never
mind. Well, I'm racist.
That's racist, so, yeah. Huh? I'm sorry.
I thought she had a sword in the comics. Anyway, she's useless.
Yeah.
She's fucking useless.
Alpha shitting.
Hey, bro.
Was she shitting or pissing?
She was shitting.
She was taking a shit.
She was taking a she was in super shit.
Yeah, she was in that little pot, like they got a squat to piss in. Well, I guess. Yeah, but it was shit right there.
It was,
I know, but it looked like dried up shit though.
She
anyway,
peeing. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Shit. It don't matter, bro.
We gonna say she was shit.
I'm saying she was funny. Yeah, I'm saying she was doing number two.
Yeah,
I'm trying to wait. What did she say? She said something is at the edge of the camp. What did she say?
Yeah, the latrine. Yeah, latrine or latrice or something like that.
Latrice.
Latrice is at the edge of the camp. Name. That's enough. That's a.
I used to work with her.
The Black Whisperer. Latrice. Hey, Latrice, go watch. Guard stand the by
shit,
the bathroom.
Guard the shit pit.
Go guard the shitter. The latrine is by the edge of the camp. So I don't know if she was shitting or pissing.
Yeah,
it looked like a shit pile.
I mean, it's right. I'm sure it's a both pal.
Like,
the toilet is the same thing.
It's a 12 pal, one and two.
Either way it go, Negan, what did he say when he walked up? Something about...
Oh, what did he say?
God damn it.
He said something slick, too.
Yeah, it was.
He said about how you think your shit don't stink.
Before that, though, right?
Because
it was before that, but that was the shit about the smart shit he said.
Yeah, about what your people saying.
See, I knew your big old butt dropped some big ass turds.
It was a line he said about her... as being exposed or something.
Oh, that's what I didn't hear. That's what I can't remember. Like that. That's what I can't remember.
But that shit was fun. Classic Negan, man.
Yeah.
It didn't bother Alpha, though. Alpha was like, bitch, what? And?
Like, you want this pussy?
But yeah, Negan snitching and shit. Negan working his magic. But I'm telling you, man, I don't know, man. He got to kill her ass for knocking him in that damn shit pit.
She repaid him.
She did.
What you mean? She repaid him.
Can't like that dirty pussy don't make up for that.
The fucking dog.
No, it
the fucking dog.
No, the fucking dog.
You goddamn liar.
No,
you guys make a very valid point.
Man, you gonna fuck
you guys
dirty.
Make a very valid
there ain't no
point.
Clean vagina around.
It
so
isn't.
Come on, man.
It isn't.
You gonna turn down Alpha and that big old booty? You gonna turn that down? Booty.
Back to your point, he left Magna where she was if he wanted some clean. Because she was clean.
Magna didn't want Negan?
We don't know that. He could have spit some game.
What are you talking about? Magna's lesbian.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe she bi. Maybe she bi.
No. She has a girlfriend.
She has a girl,
Maybe she bi.
You should go bi. You're not making no damn sense.
What you mean, Mike?
Negan didn't leave Magna. They weren't even talking.
I'm just saying she was there at home. There was. I'm just saying it's some choices around.
The only girl he was speaking to was fucking...
Judith. Yeah. I'm just saying, if he wanted to talk to other girls, he could have talked to other girls.
He don't want them.
Right.
He wanted the alpha. Yeah. He walked up on her ass on purpose.
On her ass.
He knew she was over there. So went over there, snitched. She came back, told old boy.
Grabbed on his nuts and shit.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, said, I'm going to cut these off.
He was like,
She was getting them ready.
Sound you was
hey, she was getting them ready.
Hey, that's how she knew.
Like, oh, you want to get my booty? I'm going to grab these nuts.
I'm going to grab these nuts right now.
Yeah, that was.
Like, I'm about to prep your ass, nigga. I'm about to prep you quick.
Let me see if you ready.
Right.
See if you really about like this life.
Right.
Negan's nuts.
Negan's nuts.
Yeah, Negan's nuts.
But boy, yeah, man. That shit was tight.
She came back and rewarded them, though.
Man, I was like, what the fuck, man?
When they was walking, well, okay, so we are kind of skipping up. So he snitched on her, went back to the camp, and what he said, mama's
mad. Yeah,
mama's
she,
mad.
Yeah, when she came back.
So did y'all have an idea that's what was about to happen? Like when
when
she was like, keep your eyes forward when they were walking.
Oh, that they were going to fuck?
I thought he was going to make a joke about it when she had him take his clothes off, but he didn't say nothing. So I'm like,
So you knew just off top. At what moment did y'all realize that? Oh,
when she
man,
said, take your clothes off.
Same.
Oh, at that
for
moment?
Yeah, I was like, oh, y'all about to fuck.
Oh,
guaranteed.
I was thinking that before it even got there.
Really?
Before he even said, take your clothes off, I was like,
really?
Man, they about to.
Really?
They about to do something.
Yeah, damn, I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious.
They about to bump ugly.
Yeah, they about to do this. I was like, they about to. oh shit, they about to do this. Like, yeah, yeah.
That was dope.
It was dope. It was dope. Because I don't think we ever seen no shit like that. Mm-mm. We ain't seen nothing like that.
Mm-mm. I ain't expect you to leave the mask on, though. That was my shit.
He was like, I think this shit is turning me on.
Bro,
I'm like,
yeah. Bro, he's like, man, nigga, me too. He turned around high asses, but
butt naked with the mask on.
He was like, oh. He turned around like, oh.
Yo. I promise y'all. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, that's what we doing when we're walking down now.
I said, hell fucking no.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Chris said, what the fuck?
How'd it turn into a fucking SNL skit this quick?
They're trying to get them ratings up, boy.
Bro, that'll do it. Got Negan's ratings up. Fuck Negan turned around and said, oh, for real? Butt naked with a mask.
Keep your eyes forward.
He said, my true skin doesn't bother you.
What y'all say, GTD?
Hey, bro.
Got the draws, but she probably didn't even wear draws, though.
Yeah, got the skin.
New. Mm-hmm. Got the skin.
Got the skin. Got the skin. Hitting them skins.
Yeah, man.
Man, that shit was so damn tight.
That shot was so funny.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Man, I was like, what the fuck?
That shot was turned around.
He was like, oh.
Oh, that's what we doing.
Right.
Yo, that shit was
butt naked,
yes,
with a mask on, and y'all acting like you wouldn't tear it up. Y'all some liars.
I didn't say I would.
Yes, you did.
I just said it wasn't a reward for pushing me in a pile
of shit.
That's
a fucking reward.
That's a reward.
Vagina's always a reward, Eric.
That's a reward.
See, that's
always.
That's what they want you to believe.
Hey man, tap that ass.
In the zombie apocalypse, vagina is a reward.
She said, "I want to show my gratitude."
Yep.
I bet she think nothing of it.
A crass remark deserves a crass reward. Now come up here and get some of this crass ass.
You know what trick she was probably doing?
Bruh, I'm telling you. Can you imagine what she's learned out in the wilderness?
Man.
Bro.
Hey, that motherfucker hitting all types of prison notes and
hell
shit.
Hell yeah.
Right. Nigga was basically like, be gentle, because he was like, man, it's been a long time.
He sure did. Yeah. He sure did. He was like, man, don't hurt me with that big old booty now, Alpha.
That big old wolf pussy.
Man.
That shit, man.
I'm going to show you why they call me Alpha.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That nigga like this.
Shut up. You know he wouldn't sleep out of there.
Hell yeah.
It's been that long, too. Oh, I know he got out for good.
Oh, yeah. Thumb was all in the mouth.
He had to. Man. Boy. Damn, Alpha, really I don't know. There. I was even thinking earlier when she was walking up, I was like, you know what? Alpha kind of sexy, though. I don't know what it is.
It's that like, shit where she walks, man.
Something, yeah.
She got to walk. She got to walk, too.
She got
to
walk.
Yeah. He does something. I was like, man, the hip ratio to the waist. Mm-hmm. Alpha's all right. Butt naked with that man. I was like, boy. That's my kind of woman, boy. That's the kind of shit I'm trying to walk in the house and find, boy. Butt naked with a Halloween mask
What's that clip you see? Trying to switch it up on him?
Yeah.
You trying to switch it up on him? You not down with this, though?
Yeah. Like, boom.
That was probably one of the best scenes Walking Dead has done in years, boy.
Sure. That shit was like, the setup was just so good, man.
I hate him, man.
So you saying you wouldn't have done it?
I'm not saying I wouldn't. All I said was it wasn't a reward.
So you should have.
I don't want that dirty pussy.
Yeah, I would have
done.
Huh?
You said I don't want that dirty pussy. That's what you said.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's what you said.
I was saying.
You know it's recorded, right?
Yeah, it is recorded.
So he's saying that it wouldn't have been a reward. So.
It's not a reward for pushing me in a pile of shit.
So what would you have done about the pile of shit then?
Ain't shit to do.
But get some.
It's not equal. It's not an equal exchange, y'all. What are y'all not hearing?
So what's the ultimate reward then?
That's what I'm trying to.
What is it?
what's better than getting some vagina?
What's the ultimate reward?
I'm not saying I wouldn't take it. I'm just saying it's not equal.
No, that's not what he asked.
I'm just saying it's not equal.
That's not what he asked.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, Trump, answer the question.
What's the ultimate reward?
What's money good for?
Right. And they ain't got no food.
I don't have an answer for that.
What do you want?
Right.
All right.
The pussy is the ultimate reward. Right.
Thank you for that ass.
Right. Appreciate you.
Right.
The hell? You ungrateful motherfucker. What the hell's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah, you ain't never had your girl just do a lot of shit that just pissed you off? Not just one thing, but like multiple things. And you just pissed off.
Tell him preach.
Preach, Ken.
Talk about
preach,
it,
Ken. Ken.
She put that thing on you. Bro, all shit's forgiven.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's all. Yes. You don't have a checklist of how many times she got to give it to you.
You're right.
She put that thing down.
That thing.
Like,
all forgiven. All forgiven.
You know what, baby? Shit, let's go on this. Let's go Let's go on out tonight.
Right, right. I'm paying. Put on that nice dress. You know what I like.
Right.
The red one.
Right. Want some eggs in the morning.
Right. Right. Put that see-through shit on when we go to bed tonight.
Biscuits and English muffins, baby.
Yeah, right. Grab that Hershey Kisses. We're going to do some things with that.
It's the ultimate reward, man. Yeah. Ain't nothing better, man.
Right.
Ultimate reward, bro.
And that's in today's world.
Yes.
Right.
You're talking about the zombie apocalypse where you haven't had none in about 3 or 4 years.
Your ass is not falling on your lap easily.
Right. Yeah. And the first thing you see is a short, thick waist, big booty, little bald head girl with a mask on. She naked.
Bend over and touch them ankles. Bend over and touch them ankles.
And what? Not only that, you got the boss.
The boss. Thank you. That's the other thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm getting that ass.
And you just got there.
Right.
Right. Woo. Right.
I'm getting that ass.
You just walked in the club. All your friends been trying to fuck this girl all night. You walked in there and 10 minutes later, she butt-necked you with a mask on.
I'm digging.
What's wrong with you, Eric?
I am digging.
What's wrong with you,
I am
Eric?
Digging in that ass.
Thank you, bro.
You went from thinking you about to die,
right,
to living.
Right.
Living your best life. Right. Right. God damn it.
He's tripping,
man.
Come
on, man. He was there. He was like, man, you know, he looked like he was about to cry.
He did like he was about to cry.
Right.
I was like, damn, is Negan really? Negan looked concerned.
Mm. Like, I saved my people. Yeah, he was. He thought he was about to go.
Yep.
Eric, you bugging, bro.
Yeah, you bugging for real.
You really
listen, just don't push me in the sewage, man. That's it.
Hey, push me in the shoes and you want to put that thing on me?
Shit, we can fuck in this damn.
Thank you. Thank you.
If that's the type of shit you like.
You know what I'm saying? That's your kink?
No, I tried one.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Right. We'll kink shame over here.
That's right.
Yo, got it, man. Yo, got it.
You like the fucking shit. And she just got done taking the shit, too. She didn't wipe her ass or nothing. But you still going to fuck that shit up, bro. Dirty as hell, because ain't no toilet paper.
Nope.
No.
So if she just pinched one off, that means her booty is all kinds of dirty.
She wasn't near a leaf or nothing.
But you still going to tear it up. I don't know what you say.
Get some head or something. You going to do something.
You going to do something.
You going to eat the ass. Like
groceries.
You're going too far.
You going to eat the ass, man. He said, treat my face like toilet paper, but call me Charmin.
Call me Charmin. Man, I hope y'all listeners ain't eating lunch right now, bro. Everybody be like, you can call me the Walking Dead.
That's right, bro.
Shit. That ain't all. That's shit.
You straight lying, boy.
Tell me. Oh,
all right, well, I don't know if the rest of this episode is going to be as entertaining as that moment was.
I don't know how they going to top that shit.
Yeah, man. But.
Can't top it. Oh. Negan got that top.
All right.
You know what? I'm sorry, real quick. The one thing I did think was weird was the fact that she kissed him. I wasn't expecting that part. I expected the fucking. Because that's kind of intimate, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So when she kissed him with the mask on, I was like, that's a little weird.
Mm-hmm. But that showed a soft side of her before, like with her daughter, how she, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but I wouldn't think with an intimate, with like a random kind of.
Yeah,
like she don't even know Negan like that.
But she likes him though. I sensed that from when he first came on the camp that it was something about him.
Yeah. Nah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, episode one's down.
Nine. Oh, you mean?
Yeah, just of the second half, and we'll be back next week with another recap of The Walking Dead. So we'll see where we go from here, man. They have a tendency to start strong sometimes, and everything just fizzle. So, but nevertheless.
Eat my booty, Negan.
It seems like any time they have it, like them real dark scenes, it's usually good, is what I'm noticing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.